Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Apologies for the late start. We have some connectivity issues here. But as long as we all have connectivity to the Rabbeinu Shalom over Yom Kippur, we'll be all right. Just to continue our discussion about, because I yesterday I had two calls about it, about this business of davening in Aramaic. So it's brought down that on Shabbos morning, the same halacha that we learnt about slichas is brought down on Shabbos morning as well. That, for instance, if you haven't said Brich Shmei with the Tibor, or you only said half of it, or you haven't said Yikum Burkon with the Tibor, then you can say those even after Musaf. In other words, when you've concluded your davening, then you can say Yikum Burkon and Brich Shmei, whatever you left out, which is written in Aramaic, you can say those after davening as well. Kol Zman that there is a minion present. As long as there are 10 people still in shul, then you can make up those things which are in Lashon Arami. But who says that? I'll bring it down here in a minute. Imu beis haknesses v'hispek loyma imatziba yukum burkon. Yeah, this is quoted for the Piskei Tshuvas. Yeah, the divrei hakoil rashoi loyma sheni shnei hayukum burkons. Yeah, that he can say it. He says the divrei hakoil rashoi. And number 40, one second, it's a number 40. Note number 40, here, Isha Yisrael, Shalas Chuvah Shevet HaKosi, and Simakov Mentesa Kvahik Dimom B'Mekor Chaim. Anyway, so he brings down three Mekoros that says that the Divrei HaKol, you can still say it after, you can make it out Kol Zman Shal Sibu Nimtsoim Shom. Sorry? If there's still 10 people there. Okay. Interestingly, the Shari, he brings down in the notes here from a Shari Ephraim, who says that he thinks that it's okay to say even the second Yikur Burkon be Yechidus, he says. He brings down from the, what's called, the Minchas Yitzchok, yeah? Minchas Yitzchok says that you can say the Chol Kaholo Kadisha Hodein even if you are sitting at home, because you're part of a Keila. Now, if you are rowing the Atlantic on your own, single crossing of the Atlantic, and you're 1,500 miles away from England in the middle of the sea, then I'm not sure if he would say that you could say L'chol Kaholo Kadisha Ordain if you're davening in the morning. But he says if you're part of a Kehillah, even though you're not actually inside the shul where there is a Tzibur, he says nevertheless, and he suggests that you can change the Loshon a little bit, and if you adapt the Loshon, yeah, from the Yivorech Yaschoin to Yaschoin, you change to Yapish Chayehoin, then he says he can't see any reason why you couldn't say the second Yikum Purkon at home as well. What's the Heta Bichlal to say either of the Yikum Purkons, even the first one, at home? So there, I'm a little bit unclear, but there is a thing brought down here from the Shalas, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav allows it, because the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that Yikum Purkon, and certainly the Misha Berach HaVeseinu, who Yivorech Eskol HaKor HaKodesh HaZeh, are not tefillahs, they're brochas. He says that it's a brocha to the Loim De Torah, yeah, or the Oiskim B'Tzach HaTzibah B'Emunah HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yishalim Sforam, etc. He says it's not a tefillah, it's a brocha. What exactly is the difference between a tefillah and a brocha? I'm not quite sure. You're obviously wishing the person that the Rabbeinu Shalom should do good things for him. Is that not a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom? But he says quite clearly that the heter to say Yikum Purkon on Shabbos Bichlal says the Shulchan Aruch Harav is ki ein zeh techino elo brocha. We're giving a brocha. It was niskan. Yikum Purkon was niskan in Bovel after the Chasimas Talmud as a brocha for the Talmidei Chachomim for the Amoraim, and therefore it's something that you can say. Be yichidus, because it's not considered a tefillah or a tchino, it's considered a brocha. Exactly how you understand that, I'm not 100% sure.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Erev Yom Kippur, Tes Tishri, 1st of October, Rabbi Chaim Cohen Shlita, in Yone Yom Kippur. This week's Torah has been sponsored, Linishmas, Reb Yosef Dov ben Reb Shimshon ben Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichron Levrocha, devoted founder and organizer of Start Today the Torah in London Golders Green. V'leschus Hashem Ma'achalim Ma'milchamo Sheyachzur Avotem L'Shalom B'Meheira.
Morning. Erev Yom HaKippurim, Erev Yom HaKodesh. Pasuk says, Ki be'yom hazeh, Kape aleichem, Atayre eschem, Mikol chateiseichem, Lefnei Hashem titoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans us from our averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel, mechapes, eleach, and all our averus. It's a tremendously great day. Ki be'yom hazeh, Kape aleichem, Atayre eschem, Mikol chateiseichem. Rizal Salanta famously said that if Yom Kippur would be once in 100 years, Yom Kippur is once in 50 years, if Yom Kippur would be once in 100 years, then it would definitely be the derech that a father would wish his son, you should be zeicher to live through a Yom Kippur. Such a moedig day when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam cleans us all, takes away all our averus, chaper, selech, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mamish takes us back. Such a tremendously great day, said Rabbi Yisrael, Halacha is kama v'chama. We have Yom Kippur every single year. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us, it's a haftocha in the pasuk. Ki b'yom hazeh chape aleichem atayr eschem. Bissel tshuva, it's not hard to do tshuva. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam cleans us up completely. It's such a tremendously great day. The Gemara Tanya says, Lehoyu yomim tovim Yisrael ki yom HaKippurim. One of the reasons is, there's no greater yontov than Yom HaKippurim. And one of the reasons is, because of the mechila, slicha, and kapara that we all get on Yom Kippur. Just want to read out from Yisrael Salanta. He writes some very fire-digger words about Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim dovah toiv lema'oid. This is Yisrael Salanta writing it in a michtov. Yom HaKippurim dovah toiv lema'oid. Yom slicha wa kapara. Lo yohoyu yom toivim li Yisrael ki Yom HaKippurim. Ein lona dovah toiv mimenu. There's nothing better than Yom HaKippurim. Nothing better than it. What's tshuva? Aziva sachet. We're going to talk about that. Even a bit of aziva sachet is very good. And if still we can be zeich of Yom Kippur, even with a bit of aziva sachet. Nothing compares to it, to Yom Kippurim, ben yonei hatevel. Lirois lechol apochas shetia eiza kabbalah al habo of Yom Kippurim. Epes haKabbalah, there's nothing like it. Ve'ein lanu mischur hanoisei pri reva. There's no better business which has a better profit. K'moi lasis hachona ule hisboinin lehitiv drachov until he comes adash yovei le'eiza kabbalah lahabo of Yom Kippurim. Ubechol bechina ketanish beketanish, even the smallest bechina, the smallest kabbalah ashe yochin ha'odam es atzmoi lahagdil bechina Yom Kippurim shaloi. Ein aroich, there's nothing like it. Ein day be'er hatzlochas nafshoi lihinotze mitzoris rabbis and atzurois. There's nothing better for a person to save himself and for a person to be zeicher. Ve'ein lono revach godol mizeh. Tremendously great words from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Just one paragraph from Rabbi Yisrael. There's nothing like Yom HaKippurim, and Rabbi Yisrael stresses a few times in this michtav and many michtavim. Even any small hachana, any small kabbalah is a tremendous thing. A person can be zeicher to kapara and slicha on Yom HaKippurim. In the actual skulas hayoyim of Yom HaKippurim, so obviously the person is mechuyev in tshuva whole year round. Says me tshuva, Chazal say, Dir Shoshem Mimotzoi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is available to us, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is close to us, Kor'u b'yose korov on Aseres me tshuva b'chlal. And Yom HaKippurim, besides for being yoyim slicha mechila kapar, is an extra special skula of a direct connection a person can have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah, tzadikim nechtovim venechtomim l'chaim. On Rosh Hashanah, Rishoim nechtovim venechtomim l'misa. Written and signed off l'misa. Beinanim tuluim va'imdim. If you did tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, then he's nechtav l'chaim. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then not. That's a Gemara. But Pnei Yeshua is medayik the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, if he's a tzaddik, he's nichtav v'nechtam l'chaim. If he's a rasha, he's nichtav v'nechtam l'misa. Yom HaKippurim, a benini who's tolei v'oimed ad Yom HaKippurim, So the Gemara is nechtav l'chaim. In fact, the Yeshua, why doesn't the Gemara say he's nechtav v'nechtam? What happened to the chasim on Yom HaKippurim? Zok the Pnei Yeshua married the Gazach. Obviously, it's kabbayt. It's built on, comes from Chazal. Pnei Yeshua is miyasad this, that there's a big difference between the din of Rosh Hashanah and the din of Yom HaKippurim. The din of Rosh Hashanah, it's not just the Ribbono Shleilim himself. It's Ribbono Shleilim together with the whole Pamalia Shamayla. With the whole Pamalia, it's Ribbono Shleilim. It's not just the Ribbono Shleilim's deya. The Ribbono Shleilim is also meshubed, so to speak, the Pamalia Shamayla. I mean, there's Makatrogim, there's Sanigurim, there's prosecutors and there's defenders. There's which Ribbono Shleilim has to be mesiach. The Ribbono Shleilim has to also take into account the other deyas of the Pamalia Shamayla. That's on Rosh Hashanah. So to speak, it's not so easy to be zeicher for Rachamim on Rosh Hashanah, because there's also other days. Masha'en Kein, says the Pnei Yeshua, on Yom HaKippurim, there's no Mekatrugim, no Sanigurim, there's no Pamal Shamayla at all. The din of Yom HaKippurim, the Mishpat and the din, the Psak din of Yom HaKippurim, is the Ribbono Shleilam B'Chavedo V'Atzmai. No one else, there's no one else involved at all. It says, V'Niskav Hashem Levadoi B'Yom Ahu, Shteit, Chazal, V'Niskav Hashem Levadoi B'Yom Ahu, is going on Yom HaKippurim. It's the Ribbono Shleilam himself. No one else is involved, no other Pamal Shamayla is involved. And that's why, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Ksiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a Chasima. Chisomesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, the Ksiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasima. There's no Ksiva and Chasima. There's no two things by the Ribbono Shleilim. Because it's the Ribbono Shleilim himself, there's no two things. There's just a Ksiva which is itself the Chasima. Al Koponim, we see from this Pnei Yeshua, and Pnei Yeshua speaks out like that, that the Yom HaKippurim is a special, extra special Eis Rotzin, not just the Yom of Shlicha Mechila Kapar, it's an extra special Eis Rotzin of connecting directly with Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there's Kaviyocha, no other of the Pamalei Shamayla is involved at all. As to Pnei Yeshua, Chai Odom, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, says this point, exactly this point. Ki Baresh Hashanah, just bring out the words of the Chai Adam. Ki Baresh Hashanah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu don ba'atzmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge by himself on Rosh Hashanah. Ela Beis Din Shal Mailo Donin. The Beis Din is that. Avo B'yem HaKippurim, Avay HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy u'bechvoidoy Yoshev al HaMishpat u'mashkiach. The Ribbono Shleilim himself does the din. And therefore, in a way, it's a much more powerful day that a person can come with a bissel tshuva, a person can come to an emissary of Scaravus, and the tshuva shleima, and bezoicha to a kibayim hazeh, yitayr, become potter and torah from all his averas. A Baron Kotler used to say, it's printed in the Mishnah Sabaran, the Gemara in Yuma says, it's dalet chiluke kapara. It's four chiluke kapara, it's four types of averas. The seda ha-tshuva and seda of kapara works differently for four categories of averas. So the Gemara says, if someone's over on an essay, on a mitzvah essay, issa essay, then tshuva itself, leizos misham ha-chamechin lo, tshuva itself is mechapa. Lois essay, tshuva toila, Yom HaKippurim mechapa. He has to do tshuva, then he has to wait for Yom HaKippurim. If he's over something which is krisas misas bezdin, then tshuva of Yom HaKippurim toilin, and yisurim mamarakim. Yom Kippur is also not enough, he needs yisurim to purify him. And then it says Chilul Hashem, not even Yisurim helps until Yom HaMisa. Al Koponim, not every Avera is so simple to get a Kapara for. Anything which is more than just a simple essay, you need Yom Kippur, or maybe even more than Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim. But Baron said that it's Mistaber Ma'od, it's very Mistaber to him, very reasonable to him to assume that that's all by Tshuva in Kol Yimei Hashana. Tshuva the rest all year round, not always Tshuva does the whole job. But a tshuva in aseres mei tshuva, a tshuva which someone does in aseres mei tshuva, in the zman which is sugal miyuchat v'tshuva, where Dirush Hashem Yimotzei, Rebbein Shalom makes himself available to us, especially for this to do tshuva, Rabbi Aaron said, it's mistaba that there's no dalit chilukei kapara. Obviously, if a person does a real tshuva, that's what Rabbi Aaron said, there's no dalit chilukei kapara. And leizos misham atcham eichem loy. If a person does a serious answer to tshuva, leizos misham atcham eichem loy. Rabbi Levi Wachtweigel, Shlita, Rosh Hashiva from South Wolfsburg in America, said, he added on this Rabaran, he heard this from Rabaran, and he said that it's definitely a big chiddush to say this, that there's no dalet chilukei kapara in any tshuva, and aser is made tshuva. Azoit Rabaran gazokt. But Rabbi Levi said that on the tshuva of Yom Kippur, it's definitely something very, very special something very close to that, that maybe there's no Dalei Chiluki Kavara on the Shuvah of Yom Kippurim because of this, that there's a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's much more, it's a much bigger time for Rachmanos from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Definitely, it could be there's a person is not Meshuvah, we don't go with the Dalei Chiluki Kavara, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is Leizaz Micham HaChemoichlim Lai. The mitzvahs hayoyim of tomorrow, machayeh ha'oys hazeh, and perhaps also from today already, the mitzvah is tshuva. Mitzvah is tshuva. We have to do tshuva. There's a chiyuv, mitzvah, chiyuv menatera, to do a ma'aseh tshuva. The person has to be chayzeh b'tshuva. Loshna Rambam. Yom HaKippurim is man tshuva l'chol yochid l'rabim. Vuhu keit, mechilo, slicho l'Yisroel. Says the Rambam, Lafiko, Chayovin, Hakoyl, Lasa, is Tshuva, Ulehisvada, is Biyama Kippurim. Everyone is Mechuyav, it's a Chiyuv, Menatera, to do Tshuva, Biyama Kippurim. Aliv is Da Chiyuv, from Dalat Min in the first day, Sukkot, Menatera, there's a Chiyuv to do Maisa Tshuva, Biyama Kippurim. Chayovin, Hakoyl, to be Chayze, Biyama Kippurim, Biyama Kippurim. Rabbi Yoino also says this, puts this down very clearly, that on Yom Kippur, a person of Chayze, to do Tshuva, From the Lashon of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina is mavua that the chiyuv to do tshuva is on Yom Kippurim. So obviously a person has to do achana, Elul, and Bechlan Nesayos Meid Tshuva to prepare himself, but the actual Chiyuv Menatera to do Ma'aseh Tshuva is in Yom HaKippurim. Interesting thing, in Chai Odom says a few times that the Chiyuv of Tshuva, which is learned from the Pasuk of Lifnei Hashem Titoru, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Lifnei Hashem Titoru means you should make yourself Toru. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you Torah also, but you have to make yourself Roy to become Torah, which means, and this is Mavua, the Chi of Tshuva. The Chai Adam says that the Chi of Lifnei Hashem Titoru is not only a Chi of on Yom Kippur. The Chi of is Lifnei Hashem Titoru before Yom Kippur. A person is Mechuv to make sure that he's already pure from his Averis. He's already done Tshuva from his Averis before Yom Kippur comes in. The Lashon of the Chai Adam. Read out the Lashon. Af al gav shechayv odom Lashon v'chol yoyim. Person v'chayv did tshuva every single day. V'kol shegei ma'aseh mi tshuva. Mikol mokoyim. Be'erev yoyim ha'kippurim. Be'erev yoyim ha'kippurim. Achiyuv yoyse v'yoyse shiyeh kol ha'yoyim b'tshuva. V'kayim k'me shekosov k'be yoyim ha'zeh lifnei Hashem titoru. Lifnei Hashem titoru. That's what he's understanding in the pasuk. Lifnei Hashem titoru. Is a person mechuyav to do tshuva before Yom Kippur comes in. So the mitzvah hayoyim of Yom Kippurim is not just obviously to eat and to have a suda, but the chiyuv of the mitzvah hayoyim, zok the Chai Adam says the Chai Adam, the mitzvah hayoyim is the chiyuv yoyse v'yoyse sheyakol hayoyim b'tshuva. Where did the gezach? And the Chai Adam says the same point. There's a shtickle his oirus that says mitzvah that the Chai Adam writes. The Mishneh Berurah says that a person should look there. Mishneh Berurah says, "Kol Dvarav Kilurim Leinayim." All his words are very powerful. So there also, a couple of times, he mentions this point that the chiyuv of Lifnei Hashem Titoru is not only a chiyuv on Yom HaKippurim. The chiyuv is a person has to make sure that he's already titoru, he's already pure, he's already done his tshuva before Yom HaKippurim. Loshon Chai Adam is, "V'chein Tzorich Kol Adam Lefached Al Atzmo Yishis Amitz B'tshuva Al Ovar." Person has to do tshuva Al Ovar. "Leharbis Mitzvahs Ma'asim Tovim." B'kidei she'yeh toher v'zach lifnei bo yoyim ha'kodesh hazeh. He has to be toher v'zach before the yoyim ha'kodesh, k'mo shekotov, lifnei Hashem titoru. And then he goes on to say, a person shouldn't think that I do so many mitzvahs every day, my whole seder hayoyim is built around mitzvahs. Because a person has to realize that also, a person, Rachman Islam, does many averis. Later on in this piece he says, "U'mitzvahs ha'seh min ha'Torah she'yachzer b'tshuva lifnei Yom HaKippurim k'me shekasa lifnei Hashem Tzitoro." So you see very clearly in the Chai Adam, for us it's enough that the Chai Adam says it, he obviously has a makor, that the chiyuv of tshuva, there's a chiyuv lifnei Hashem, there's a chiyuv of a person should already have done his tshuva before Yom HaKippurim. Anyway, if you do it 10 times on Yom Kippur. Like Rabbi Yonah says, there's no end to tshuva. There's no a person can always become cleaner and cleaner, more white and more white.
What's the Poshup Shat and the Poshup Kiva Yuma says, referring to Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Therefore, you're talking about Yom Kippur.
That's right.
In
yeah.
The Mishnah Shem Torah is before Yom Kippur.
That's what the Chai Adam says, yeah. The Chiv to do tshuva, so it's quite hard to do tshuva. Yeah, everyone, we always talk about this. It's very important to chaz over Dvorim Pshutim. For ourselves, to remind ourselves of simple things. How do we do tshuva? There's all the standard averis which many of us keep on being over the whole time. So everyone asks, how can a person come to a real aziva sachet? The Rambam says aziva sachet is that actually yoid olav idea taluma is that he's never going to get back to this averis. So what does that mean? How can we do a serious tshuva? How can we do bechlal a serious tshuva on the standard averis that many of us keep being over if we know we're going to go back to it? How can we do a serious tshuva? So Rabbi Yisroel Salanta gave us a Meredika Pesach Tikva, he calls it, like we already mentioned before. Yisroel Salanta says that just like a person understands that if a person has many different averas, a person can do tshuva from one avera, a person has Lashon Hara and any other averas, Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah, Shvichas Domim, and he can do tshuva from one avera, not from the other avera. And a person understands that we don't have to become completely clean from all averas. It's shaykh to do tshuva from one avera. So as we saw, in the same way, it's shaykh to do tshuva within one avera, even on a part of the avera. Like Rabbi Yisroel calls it the b'chinas hakalos. And any small kabbalah, any bettering oneself within one avera, is also considered the tshuva. And Rabbi Yisroel is very stark about it. It's a tshuva shlema on that bit. And with that person, it's mekayim es chiyuv of kibayem ezeh, yitare eschem kibayem ezeh, lifnei Hashem titoru. Person is mekayim his mitzvah and his chiyuv to do tshuva, even within a certain avera, within a certain area. Just another point, a practical point in tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, and Bamis, if you look at many of the alchets are not actually on averas, so to speak, on poshut, simple averas. Many of the achids are about midas. Person has to do tshuva from midas rois also, which is in a way harder than practical averas. Practical averas, a person can find a certain kabbalah that he can make to mechazik himself in tefillah, in Torah, in lashon hara, and all the standard averas. Midas tovas is a bit. It's a person that we all suffer from midas rois, like one of the elements of midas rois, and in a way it's harder. But the Rambam says, "Ba'al toimar she'ein hatshuva ela me'averas sheyesh b'hem ma'isa kegoyin znuz gezel u'gneva." Person shouldn't think that tshuva is only from averas which have a ma'isa. Kishem shetzorach adam loshuv me'elu, just like a person is mechuyev to do tshuva from these types of areas, kach utzorach lechapes b'deo yisroiz sheyesh loy v'loshuv mehem. A person is mechuyev lechapes, that's part of nachbaz adorachin v'nachkira, the tshuva a person is mechuyev to do on Yom Kippurim, is to search through himself and see if he has these deos roiz v'loshuv mehem. Min ha'kas, min ha'ivo, min ha'kino, min ha'tachros, min ha'hitul, min ha'difas ha'momoin v'ha'kovid, in all the many achets, the person can obviously find places where he can plug into his own unique midas. And it's just a thing to make a point of remembering and being explaining about that there is a person to do tshuva on these in Yonim also. Rabbi Yonah in Shah Aleph, the beginning of Shah Aleph, puts down 20 ikrei hatshuva. So we all know, all very familiar with basically the four main parts of tshuva, which the Rambam and Ben Yonah talk about. As Aziv Eshachet, Kabbalah al-Osid, Charata, and Vidui. Those are the four main, let's call them, Ovis of tshuva. Those are the four main parts of tshuva. Ben Yonah, at the beginning of Shah Aleph, lists out 20 Ikrei tshuva, 20 parts, 20 details, 20 Chalokim of tshuva. He calls them Ikrei tshuva. If a person looks through these 20 Ikrei Tshuva, I think most of them are really ways that help a person come to Charata, to an emissary regret. If a person is explaining about how bad an Avera is, how bad it is to be Mamres Pi Hashem, how ways to come Lidei, ways that can help a person to come to Aziva Sachet, to Kabbalah La'asid, different things to think about, different things to be explaining about, different things to work on. There's one thing, one of the 20 things that Rabbi Yonah says is really a separate, independent maisa and a pu'ula a person has to do together with tshuva, which Rabbi Yonah is saying that it's part really of tshuva, it's a part of the maisa tshuva, and that is tefillah. Tefillah is something which we have to realize there's a separate part of tshuva besides the actual maisa tshuva of charata, zivasachet, kabbalah, and vidui. A person has to daven. Tefillah is a chilik of tshuva. And Rabbi Yonah spells out very clearly what has to be the tefillah that accompanies the tshuva, that is really a part of the tshuva. Rabbi Yonah says there's three things that a person must daven for together with his tshuva. He says not in this order, but I'm saying it in this order. A person has to daven firstly that the Ribbono Shel Olam help me to do tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help him do tshuva. Everything we need Hashem's help, we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, help me to do tshuva. That's number one. We say, Avinu Malkeinu, Hachazireinu v'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Hachazireinu v'tshuva shleima lefanecha. How can we daven Hachazireinu v'tshuva? Bring us back v'tshuva shleima lefanecha. I'm sorry, tshuva is one thing that we've got to do. We have to do tshuva. That's one thing. We can't daven to Hashem. I can't do tshuva for you, the Ribbono Shel Olam should say to us. I can't do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. I can't do tshuva for you. What does it mean, Hachazireinu v'tshuva shleima lefanecha? The Pashup Pshat is, Hachzireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to do tshuva, help us to do tshuva. Hachzireinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha, I can't do anything myself. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me to do tshuva. That's the first point. The second point is, Dr. Ben Yonah, the person has a daven that Ribbono Shel Olam should be mekabel his tshuva, and Ribbono Shel Olam should taka be seleach, mechafe, meichel his averes. The person has a daven for that. Not just do the ma'aseh tshuva, a person has to daven after doing the ma'aseh tshuva, together with the ma'aseh tshuva. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, be mekabel my tshuva, be mechafe my averes, clean me up, take away my averes, be mechafe meichel v'seleach. Ben Yonah's lashon is, Yispalu le'el Hashem, v'yivakish rachmim lechaper al kol avinoisov, sh'ne'emar k'chui mochim dvorim v'shuva l'Hashem, v'imru eilo v'koltisa ovin v'kach toiv, ze inyan ha'tfilah. That's tefillah. The person has to daven that Ribbono Shel Olam should be mekabel his tefillah. And then, that's the two things. Number one, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me to do tshuva. Number two, Ribbono Shel Olam, be mekabel my tshuva. Be mechafe my averes, take away my averes.
Why don't we daven for Hashem to help us avoiding situations where we're likely to...
Perhaps we should. Perhaps we should. We probably should. Al tivyeinu l'dei chet. Yeah, we do. We actually do. True. Person has to daven for everything. Ben Yonah is saying over here that it's actually a part of tshuva. Tefillah is a part of tshuva. And thirdly, Ben Yonah says, a merit is a very powerful thing if we explain it about it. Ben Yonah says a person has to daven that even after a person does tshuva, and the Ribbono Shel Olam accepts his tshuva, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechapa, meichel v'seleach, all his averes are cleaned away, no yisurim, no, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have any tainas on him, he's not going to get any oynish, but still, it could be that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have an interest in him. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a chifetz boy. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not really, okay, I'll take away averes. I don't want to know you so much. Coexisting relationship. I'll take away averes. You did tshuva, I'll take away averes. But I don't have a rotzin in you. We want to be noisachin bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want us after our tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam should take us back with a good will. So we have to daven that after we do tshuva, and after Ribbono Shel Olam even takes away our averes, the Ribbono Shel Olam should want us. And Ben Yonah says, "Zeu kol tayves hatzadikim. Tzadikim want lehofik rotzin from Hashem. Tzadikim want to find favor, and they want a rotzin from Hashem. That's what we mean. Chayim beretzoynoi. Let's read out the words of Ben Yonah. Ve'oid yispalu banot shuv el Hashem limchoyz ka'av pshaav v'cha'onon chatoisov v'shiyach boitzboi v'yirtzeu. Because Bok should want him v'yosir loy kasher im lechad. Just like as if he never would have done an avera, he wanted that he should like him as much as if he would have never done an avera." Yeah, but listen to this. He spells it out clearly. Yeah, it says that it's possible in Eoy. Yeah, Tara Elalika v'yirtzeu. Should daven and the Ribbono Shel Olam should want him. Ki tochin, it's possible. Zok Ben Yonah. Lios ha'oven nislach. The oven is forgiven. V'niftem and ha'yisurim. There's no yisurim. When we call gzera, it doesn't have. There's no gzera against him. But still, ve'ein l'Hashem chifetz boy. U'mincha le'yirtzeu miyadoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want him. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have an interest in him. But Tavis HaTzadikim and HaTzlochis Lohofik Rotzim HaShem V'Shiyach Boitz Bohem. And he says that's what that Ke'inu Shenem HaChayim Beretzoyna. That's the inin of Chayim Beretzoyna. We want to live Beretzoyna. We want Hashem to want us. We want Hashem to like us. We want to find favor in Hashem's eyes. And that's what we have to daven for even after we do tshuva. Our tshuva is accepted that we should find favor in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes. This same exact inyan of even after tshuva, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want us and to have a chifetz in us, and we daven for that. We want to bring that out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yonah says the same point when it gets to Erev Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, we all know there's a chiyuv to be marba basuda on Erev Yom HaKippurim, chiyuv stam to eat, and to be kaveh suda on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yonah goes to a few reasons. What's the inyan of being marba basuda on Erev Yom HaKippurim? So Rabbi Yonah says that a person has to show his simcha that it's coming as man of kapara. First, has to show that he's very happy that now it's arrived, the time when finally we're going to be able to get a kapara and a slicha on our averus. So he says, Lamashla, if someone was over a loisa say in the Torah, so he does tshuva, and he has to wait till Yom HaKippurim, and Yom HaKippurim is going to be mechapa in his averus. So Dr. Ben Yoyna, it's not enough just to do tshuva, and then when Yom Kippur comes, he'll get a kapara. A person has to wait, be mechake, and have a longing and a waiting for Yom HaKippurim. Dr. Ben Yoyna, a person has to, what's the inning of this waiting and longing for Yom HaKippurim? Because when he's waiting, he shows that he's worried about his averus. His averus bother him, it bothers him that he has averus at all. And he's waiting, he can't wait already to get rid of his averus. Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah is, Yidag lavo, and he should worry about his chet, v'yichsoif v'yichake, should long and wait lahagia li Yom HaKippurim, that when already is going to come Yom HaKippurim, leman yisratz al Hashem yisparach. So that he should be yisratz al Hashem yisparach. And Ben Yonah says, that's the inyan of being marba b'simcha. When we're marba b'simcha, marba b'seuda in Erev Yom HaKippurim, so we show that we're very happy, we have a grace of simcha, that now the time of the mechila and the kapara has come already. And not just that, because v'tia loy le'eda, when we show that we're happy, that is a raya, that's an aid, that's a testimony, al da'agosoy la'ashmosoy v'yegoynov la'aveinu yisav. By showing his happiness, that shows that until now he was very worried and waiting and hoping, when already is Yom Kippur going to come? That's why a person has marba b'seuda, to show that until now he was waiting and longing. What is inyan of showing that he's waiting and longing for Yom HaKippurim? Zokta ben Yoyno, leman yisratz el Hashem yisparach. Ki retzoyne chaya nefesh v'aguf v'chay kol noitzar, k'moy shenema chayim b'retzoyne. It's this same inyan. If a person does tshuva and he goes through Yom HaKippurim, he'll take a get a mechilas licha kapara. But then it can be eina kash baruch hu chayfetz boy. For the Rebbeinu Shleilim to not just be mechapa, moicha v'salech yo'aver, to take you back to tshuva, but also to want you to have a chevetz and a rotzayin, that we need to show that we were waiting for Yom HaKippurim. By being marba v'suda, we show that we're waiting for Yom HaKippurim, and on the day that showing we were bothered by our averus, we were being doyek for Yom HaKippurim, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you so much wanted the kapara, it so much bothered you, the averus, I'll take you back, and not stam, I'll take away your averus, I'll take you back, but rotzayin, but chevetz, Roman Zeicher sein, to Emesel of Neashem to Taru, and Kashbach should take us back to Tshuva Shalema, Zeicher to Gemach Hasima Toiva. Not every other person gets immediately when he does Tshuva.